You're listening to a program of British symphonic music on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michelle. In the history of Welsh music, Grace Williams is an important and beloved figure. She lived from 1906 to 1977. She came from a musical family and fondly remembered the days when she played violin in a family trio. After studying at the University of Cardiff, she went on to the Royal College of Music. She studied with Ralph Vaughan Williams and then went to Vienna to study with Egon Velitz. Returning to London, Williams taught at the Camden School for Girls and composed music. At the Camden School, she was responsible for arranging and producing a variety of school opera performances. Benjamin Britten helped her to establish herself as a composer in London, but she declined an invitation to become his assistant. They remained close friends throughout the 1930s, commenting on and criticizing each other's works, as well as going to the opera and cinema together. Williams remained in London for 20 years before returning to Wales after World War II, where she spent the rest of her life, living in a self-contained apartment in her parents' house. Although she had developed a relationship with a Polish man during the war, she never married, claiming it would be unfair of her because music was her first love. Her output is mainly for orchestra and for voices with orchestra, and includes two symphonies, one of which she withdrew in one of her self-critical purges of the works she deemed unworthy of survival. The piece we'll hear now is for soprano and orchestra, and is entitled Fairest of Stars. Composed in 1973, it represents her mature style. Influences of Vaughan Williams, Elgar, and Richard Strauss can be detected, as one can usually point to a composer's influences. But this is pure Grace Williams. Fairest of Stars is a setting of lines from Book 5 of Milton's Paradise Lost. The words amounted to a kind of benedicite in which sun, moon, air, winds, birds, fish, and all that walk the earth are called upon to sing praises to the Creator. It ends with the words, "Hail, universal Lord, be bounteous still, to give us only good, and if the night have gathered aught of evil or concealed, disperse it as now light dispels the dark." We'll hear Fairest of Stars now with Janet Price, soprano, and the BBC Welsh Symphony Orchestra, Vernon Handley conducting.